congratulations, first and foremost. I'm sure it's just nice to have it all kind of done and sealed, right?
Yep. It's very nice. Kind of out of the, kind of just go, you know, low key now. Just kind of get in there and start working. So,
what ultimately, I know you grow up, obviously, not that far away from Iowa City, but what at the end ultimately made you decide you wanted to stick here with Iowa?
I mean, like you said, that's one of the main reasons. Then it's just like the coaches, you know, getting close with all the coaches and just like seeing with their program, like how they develop kids, it's just crazy. So, I mean, there's like no other choice for me, really.
That's another thing I was going to ask is you're going to play linebacker there, and I'm sure a lot of that is a process of sitting down with coaches and asking them, what do you think I should play? At the same time, if you were trying to pick a position, Iowa sent a linebacker to the first round of the NFL draft last year. I'm sure that played a big part of it, right?
Yeah. Just like Coach Wallace, you know, we sat down and talked to him for a while and just like what they expect and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's cool.
When would you say is kind of the first moment that you thought to yourself, football is something I want to try to pursue beyond high school?
I don't know. To be honest, probably when I first started it, you know, when I started playing tackle football in third grade, you know, I just loved it. You know, I was good at it. I was scoring touchdowns, so I felt good, you know. And I've always kind of knew I wanted to play for as long as I could.
What was the thing you probably, either right away or as you played, you realized you loved most about football?
I don't know. We always were big into hitting when we were little. So, you know, I was always kind of bigger than everyone else. And I could hit pretty hard. So that was always the best part, you know, hitting people.
You get to do that a lot in the Big Ten going forward. What is the thing that you feel like, either this last year or your last couple of years here at WMU, that when you started talking to college coaches, you went, oh, I'm already prepared for this for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think you could prepare yourself for the next level as far as, like, just, like, mentally, you know, physically, too. I mean, you can get as big as you want, you know, but the mental side of the college football, the guys are so much older and more experienced. I mean, I don't really think there's a whole lot of, like, preparing yourself in that kind of aspect. But, you know, you try to lift all the weights you can and all that, but, yeah.
At the same time, I'm sure there's a lot that Winfield Mountain Union gave back to you over these last couple of years. What are the things you're going to remember most about being a Wolf?
I'd say the main thing is that Don Bosco game, that quarterfinal game up at Don Bosco, you know, the two-hour drive. And I think we've had – that was, like, the most fans I've ever seen at one of our football games. It was insane. I mean, it was so cool.
It was a really cool atmosphere that night, for sure. What is maybe there's something that's changed about the last year? Your preparation, has anything really changed about how you kind of handle yourself in terms of staying in shape and getting ready for not just football, but you've got a couple of other sports, obviously, left basketball this winter, track in the spring?
Yeah, I just take, like, I don't know, you just kind of prepare yourself for each sport, you know, just keep going and just have fun.
Lastly, you do this a lot senior year, but who are the people you would thank for all this?
I mean, there's so many people I can thank, you know, coaches, parents, friends, everyone. So, I mean, I'm not going to single out anyone or start rambling off names because I don't want to leave anyone out. But there's just so many people I'd like to thank, and I appreciate everything everyone's done for us.
Cam, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.